Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It was the 1950s, and America's thirst for electricity was on the rise.
It's as easy as can be to live better electrically.
But by 1960, a booming California population created a power drought.
Remember, just plug in. I'm ready.
That's when PG&E decided to harvest steam. We drove up a narrow road high up into the mountains, Santa Rosa to the west, Clear Lake to the east. Ahead, 45 square miles of land, populated by 15 large geothermal power plants.
We're on the turbine deck, and what we have are two turbines, the A and the B.
Jim Klusener is vice president of Calpine, the energy company that operates the geysers, which date back a million years when hot volcanic magma was trapped many miles below the Earth's crust. Steam is created when the hot rock heats up a water aquifer above it.
We're very fortunate. We're one of two places in the world that actually has dry steam, so it carries a lot more energy.
Enough power to light up 700,000 homes. Green power. The geysers became the wonder of the world and big news during the 1970s energy crisis when a man named Jimmy Carter was in the White House.
This intolerable dependence on foreign oil threatened the very security of our nation.
But by the mid-1990s, the water nearly tapped out. The geysers began to run out of steam. The solution, something residents in Lake County and Santa Rosa were more than happy to get rid of.
We are replenishing our steam reservoir using treated wastewater from local communities.
So the geysers goes on, but not without its faults, as in the earthquake variety.
It's a sharp jolt like a truck hitting the house.
Tomorrow at this time, the downside of the geysers that has neighbors all steamed up. Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.